I think one thing that's really important about the Copenhagen meeting is that they're not going to solve the problems. It's politicians from all over the world that are supposed to come up with a declaration that's solving the climate crisis, but so far it's very obvious that they're not going to make a deal that will solve any of the problems. And even if they made a deal, the mechanism they're suggesting to solve the problems is market-based mechanism, where the rich people can make money on the poor people and we will privatize the air. So no matter what happened in Copenhagen, the UN summit will not solve the climate crisis. The solutions will have to come from the bottom, from the people in the street, from the people who every day have to live with the climate crisis without ever creating the problem.
And what about the problem of CO2 emission? Do you think that the Kyoto Protocol could solve this, or what the movement suggests? Do you have any practical suggestion for the week or the world?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main problem with climate change is the rising CO2 emissions, and that's important to remember, but it's also important to remember where does the CO2 come from. I mean, there's not just one solution to the problem. There's good solutions and there's bad solutions. And we have to look at the root causes of climate change is the polluting industry of the capitalist system, which is creating this CO2. So what we need to do is to change the production system. We shouldn't find some technical solution that will minimize the pain of unhealthy production. We simply need to change the whole production around.
So what do you want to aim with this big movement? Do you have what would you like to have at the end of the process?
Like, I mean, there's many aims for the process, but a very important thing is to create a new social movement for climate justice. It's important to state that climate change is not an environmental issue. It's just as much a political issue. It's a matter of a social struggle. So what I hope to get out of this meeting is a stronger global movement against climate change, for climate justice. I don't know anymore.